Good afternoon. We would like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, August 20th, 2012. I would like to excuse Councilmember Glover, who will not be able to attend. I think he's going to try and make it for the regular study session, but he got delayed in a meeting. So the first item is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. We will begin on page 2 with items 3A through 3C. I think we had a follow-up issue on that.
Oh, yes.
Mayor.
Okay. Councilor Richards?
Yeah, basically we wanted to get the data out and really evaluate. You know, it would give us an opportunity to look at our convenience store ordinance and see what kind of progress we're making with the convenience stores and how they're responding to it in working with PD. And I think we have a little information now on it.
Data. This particular convenience store that's in question is actually not included in our required septed. They did not meet the threshold, so they're not one of the 30 that are required. What they are required to do is required to register as a convenience store. However, we have done assessments at that store. They're very cooperative. They've actually made some changes to their lighting, so they have been very cooperative, even though they're not required to do that.
Right.
And talking to our crime prevention specialist, one of the biggest impacts for the septed ordinance is just that a lot of stores are making effort. I was even told that QT has taken those policies across the state to their stores because they've been happy with what they've done here. So we have no information that says that this particular store should not receive a liquor license.
So in your professional opinion, you feel comfortable with moving ahead with their recommendation?
Yes, we do. We recommend to move ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Higgins.
It's a follow-up question. So you feel that it's actually working, not that people aren't calling in crime or a little of both? The new things they're putting into place are actually helping reduce the number of incidents?
Yes. We looked back at the data, and we saw in a lot of the stores a decline. And the question was, did they stop calling back then or now? It's hard to pinpoint an answer that have they. But what we're looking at is the effects on are they making improvements to their store, and we have seen that.
Great.
What I suggest is in November will be a year with the new septed ordinance, that we come back to the Public Safety Committee in a year, and then we can talk about the calls for service data and see what has gone down and what has went up.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Thanks. Thank you. Okay, items, page 3, items 3D through 4B. Items 4C through 4E. 4F through 4H. 4I through 4L, 4M and 4N, 4O through 5A, 5B through 5G, 5H through 6B, 7A through 8A. Yeah, Councilmember Fenter.
excuse me, with regard to 7A, been working with staff to find an opportunity here for the applicant to be able to participate in the city's TriStar program, which is a crime prevention program. Working with the crime prevention specialist in this area, they said they had about 350 calls for service over the last year at this site, and thought this might be a great opportunity to work with these folks and see how we could cut down those calls for service. And we haven't been able to have some communication with them, so I would suggest if the possibility, if there's some support, to be able to continue this item until our next meeting, because and also to add a stipulation that they actively participate in the TriStar program, or however staff feels like that should be worded. And then, normally I wouldn't go this route. I try not to, I try to make it as streamlined as possible and, have some interaction. But I think the opportunity to save so many calls for the very expensive police officer services is worthwhile to take a little bit more time and get this done right. So that's what I'm hoping to accomplish there.
Okay, and that would continue to next meeting, next week's meeting? 27th? Next Monday. So it's only a week.
27th, or do you want to go to the first meeting in September?
Whenever they can do it.
Mayor, I believe it would be a continuance to next week for a reintroduction with a new step. Then the actual hearing would be on the September 10th.
Okay, that's right. All righty. Okay, now, have you had this discussion with the applicant?
Mayor, we've talked to him about the council member's concern that they participate in this program and that this could be a possibility. I'll try to meet with them upstairs and let them know where we're actually at on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilmember Higgins?
Because the density is increasing and already in a community where they already have high calls for service. So, I mean, I totally agree with Councilmember Fincher that makes a lot of sense to see what problems there are and if we can fix it before we put even higher density in that area. Thanks.
Councilmember Richens, you had a?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. So we'll reintroduce next Monday then with the change. Okay. Next item is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. A motion from Councilmember Higgins, second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Do you have any reports?
Well, I believe we attended the, I guess we're going to call it the ribbon cutting for the service agreement with Mountain Vista Medical and our Mesa Fire Department for the new nurse practitioner, TRV, and I'm sure Council Member Kavanaugh or the Mayor would like to explain maybe a little bit groundbreaking issues that we are working with in the City of Mesa. Go ahead.
I will defer to my elder,
yeah.
Council Member Kavanaugh.
Thank you.
Ouch. Wow. Put my hearing aid in.
What?
Right? Well, no, the agreement with Medical Center really is groundbreaking and a model for other communities around the country for more effective use of our paramedics by teaming up with nurse practitioners or physician assistants out of the hospital for non-emergency medical calls, which constitute many of the calls for service out in the service area where this program is going to be implemented. And I think it's just another example of why our fire department continues to lead the way with innovations like this for better use of services to address public health needs for the community.
Yeah, and I've been a little bit surprised at the amount of positive feedback we've gotten. This really is a major innovation. As we were talking, I was talking to somebody on Friday. I said, you know, this is a good thing to have. It our departments and staff in the city have been so successful at coming up with a myriad of incredibly innovative and game-changing programs that I guess we've become almost to the point where we accept this as normal, which is a great position to be in. When we started on this endeavor 4 years ago, we said we want to be the leader. We want to raise the bar. And you know, the response that I had from others that said, "Explain this to me, because this seems incredibly new and innovative." And as I'd explain it to them, imagine that, you know, this is another day in the city of Mesa. I don't want to be flippant about it, because these things aren't easy. They take a lot of work, and I don't want to minimize the result, but it's good to know that things that are go beyond average are almost the norm. They're expected, and that our staff are delivering. And this was one indication or one example of when things like that happen. The other thing is that this was not easy. This took 18 months to wade through a lot of different challenges. And one person I was talking to, they said, "Why couldn't we do this and this and this?" And I said, you have to understand the complexity from a legal standpoint of merely putting a city asset and a private company together in the same place and providing a certain service, especially when you get into medical service. I said there were unbelievable legal challenges that we had to make sure that everything was done right, that because you had questions about liability and can they do this and can we do that. And the fact is we stuck with it, and Mountain Vista did also. And that's it's a real tribute to them that they didn't give up either, because there was a lot of hurdles to get over, and staff stayed with it, the fire department, our legal staff, so, and city managers, thank you. Because it was, I think it's a great example of what can be done when government sits down with private industry and decides not to just take no for an answer, which there was many times no was the answer, and we didn't stop there. So don't want to make too big of a deal of it, but it is a big deal, and congratulations. Was proud to be there. Councilman Cavanaugh, go ahead.
Another event that Councilwoman Higgins, the mayor and I attended on Thursday after our study session was the groundbreaking for the new Performing Arts Center at Mesa Community College. And again, this is a project that has been a long time coming for students and faculty and staff at Mesa Community College. And it's a great adaptive reuse and remodel of the Harkins Theater Complex on Longmore. So new investment by Mesa Community College in the Fiesta District. Also, at that groundbreaking, the Mesa Community College also showed us the plans and discussed the new multimillion-dollar art gallery that they're building on campus as well. So some great investments in the Fiesta District by our partners at Mesa Community College. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we have a significant announcement, large, big, super announcement tomorrow at the Hilton for the airport. Did I sell that okay?
You're funny.
Okay.
As with most everything, there's a backstory to that. We're not going to bore you with it. But yes, Mr. Brady, that sounds just great. Well done.
11 o'clock tomorrow at the Hilton. Also, this Wednesday, the 22nd, we are having an open house for local subcontractors for the spring training facilities that are underway today. The grading is going on. So the city of Mesa and Hunt Construction are hosting this open house from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's at Bass Pro Shops, and specifically it's in the fine gun room at the Mesa. So I believe that's the one upstairs.
Yeah.
As you go up the stairs, it is a very nice location. So we invite everybody to come out and spend a little money. I think it's a great place to have a open house for a contractor. So the fall's coming up, hunting season, fishing. So it'll be great. So we'll see everybody there, and then we have a study session this Thursday at 7:30. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other items you need to talk about?
Was it open? I don't know about that.
Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Have motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.